It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I'm Vanessa Grace, your host. Today, we are touching again on that mystical topic that I always like returning to, intuition. I feel like I haven't talked about it in a while, and it's one of my passions, and so I want to keep sharing it with you because I know how being connected to my own intuition has changed who I am and how I perceive the world and how I live my life and make my choices. And it has been good. It has been good for me in a deep place that settles in my bones in a peaceful way that helps me feel strong and secure and like I am trusted and held and safe. And I want you to have that feeling as well, to have you know the feeling of being held with safety and that somebody or something has your back so that you can know that you do not have to know all of the answers all of the time, that you do not have to struggle and strain and force yourself to be in control, because only when you feel in control can you feel safe. I want you to be able to step beyond that to a place where you know that the answer is going to come to you in the exact right moment. And before that moment comes, you exist in a place of trust, rather than in a place of searching and fawning and working and grinding and being a perfectionist and a control freak who can't trust people. And I'm saying those phrases to you because those are phrases that have previously and sometimes still describe myself. This is how engaging with intuition has changed my life. And coming from a history of Christianity, and I still am a Christian and believe in God and Jesus, but being able to understand intuition and in the way that the spiritual realm and the spiritual people in the world talk about intuition taught me a new way to trust. And for me, intuition is God and Jesus, but it's also much, much more than that. But I don't need you to think that intuition is God and Jesus. I just want you to think that intuition is whatever words and feelings make sense for you to describe the beyond. And so my point is that even though I already had this history of a positive relationship with Christianity and the religious concepts of that, more of a benevolent God than a controlling God, just to clarify that, because I know there's a lot of fear around the perception of God being a big meanie, you know, for lack of a better term in this moment. That wasn't my relationship with God and is not my relationship with God. And so I was able to, once I understood intuition, I was able to trust God on a new level in a way that I previously had not. Now, regardless of whether or not you believe in God or the Christian God, I know that many of my listeners believe a multitude of things, and I think that is beautiful. So I want you to have that same experience, that same shift of being able to switch from needing to control to becoming in this place where you are in the active practice of trusting. And not this trusting where there is fear behind it and you're forced into trusting, but the trusting where you actually feel free, where you actually can relax. That feeling of relaxation because you know that it's going to be followed through on, and you know in the moment that you need to know the next step, it is going to be shown to you. I had such a hard time. Okay, so let's get into it. Rather than why I want you to know about intuition and the transformation that it can bring in your life, because I have also had that and I want that for you, let's get into it. Intuition does not show you the entire path. And that is really, really hard in our society, which wants you to have an entire plan made to prove to somebody else that you know what you're doing. And then they're going to give you the money. You know, the bank is going to give you the money once they see your business plan. And you can only, get approval on your school project when they know, you know, the full breadth of what you're going to be doing. And they're only going to approve your project at work if you can showcase everything from beginning to end of how it's going to work out. Now, those things definitely have their place, but when we are only taught that route and only taught to believe in that route and think that that route is the way to get what we need and the attention, we squelch our ability to trust that our intuition and whatever higher power you call that and where it comes from is going to step in and give you what you need at the exact moment that you need it. I have had so many times where I did not know what I was doing next, and then an idea would float by my brain. And for me, intuition is normally something that happens internally in my mind. As a thought or a sentence being plopped in my mind that I know did not come from me, just because I've had enough experience to tell the difference. But recognize in yourself that intuition may come from things that you see visually. It may come from words. It may come from numbers. It may come from music and sound and lyrics or tune. It can come from many different places. But mine comes as thoughts or sentences in my mind. And an idea, so when I say an idea, you just interpret that as your form of intuition. An idea is plopped in my mind at the exact right moment and saying, this is what to do next. And sometimes that is with a project or a plan, something that I'm trying to have unfold. And sometimes it goes differently than I had planned within myself. I have this tendency to get very attached to a specific idea. And then when it starts unfolding and isn't going the way that I had planned, I think that it's going wrong. But that's not actually what's happening. What's happening is that it's actually going better. It's better than my plan. It's the way that it actually needs to be. But I still have this thing where I think I know better than my intuition or than the universe. And so sometimes it takes me a while to get caught up and go, oh, maybe it's not working out because my plan isn't going to work out as well as the plan that I am, that's trying to be given to me by the universe. That plan is actually going to be better for me and the people that I'm serving or in my personal life. And so maybe I just need to go with that plan and trust that it's okay if it's different than what I imagined. And that can be so very, very hard to do. And of course, I always recommend that when you're trying something new, you try it in small ways to begin with, and that is great. So you hear the intuition, you know, whatever way your intuition comes to you, and then you go, oh, that is the way that I can do it. And then you somehow learn how to overcome thinking that you have to know better and you have to do it your way. And then you do it the other way, the way your intuition recommended. And guys, then it fucking works out. And things appear that let you know that it's the right idea, the right people show up, the money shows up, The journal shows up, the book shows up, the podcasting interview shows, like whatever the thing is, the tool, the resource that you need appears because you were paying attention. And because you are on the path that is leading to not only your personal growth, but also you being open to the universe assisting you. The universe cannot step in and assist you if you were trying to control anything. It's like you're puffed up. And when you're puffed up, your puffiness is blocking all of the entry points to you. And so the universe can't send you what it's trying to send you. If you relax and become unpuffy and not trying to control everything, not living in fear that it's not going to work out exactly the way that you want it, you become like unpuffy. And then all of those areas that can send you abundance and goodness and resources and the exact tool that you need, all of those avenues become reopened to you when you are not trying to control it. And so then they start coming to you. And it's your job to notice when they arrive so that you can celebrate them. You absolutely must celebrate them, because celebrating them is part of acknowledging to the universe that you get it, that you understand the shit that they're sending to you is good and that you want it. And feeling good is part of getting it to come to you, allowing the intuition to give you what you are asking for, which is guidance. Intuition is the gift of guidance from the universe so that you can live in bliss more regularly, maybe even all the time. But really, being able to live in bliss all the time is a process of unlearning belief systems that taught us the opposite way to live. I am on this path right now, of course, because I always tend to talk about things that I'm going on and working on in my own life. I'm working on a path of learning how to be in bliss frequently, maybe even all the time. That doesn't mean that I don't stop and recognize my emotions if they're tough. So I go, I recognize the emotion, I work through it, I accept it, I learn the lesson, I talk to the person, hopefully, you know, if they're involved, and then I return to the good feeling. Because so many of the negative feelings that we have in our lives are just a way that we perceive things, and you're allowed to change your perception of something and switch it so that you can feel good about it. Yes, you might need to change something or, heaven forbid, set a boundary, let somebody know what's going on inside of you. But so frequently, at least for me, many of the negative emotions that I feel aren't even about things that other people are doing. It's more what's happening inside of me and how I'm perceiving a situation, and even thinking that I have some say in certain situations or control. Those things are frequently outside of me. I can just control me. And when I remember that I can just control me, and I am in charge of my thoughts, and I can accept my emotions and then choose different emotions, then I am even more open to intuitive guidance, because when you are in a state of acceptance and just knowing yourself and connecting into your truest self and being your best self, then you become more open. And when you are more open, that is again when the intuition can come in and be a guidepost. And if you want to use your intuition to help you manifest, if you want to use your intuition to help you feel good, if you want to use your intuition to better the world, if you want to use your intuition to serve others, to increase your finances, to increase your happiness, these are all ways that intuition can work with you. And the ways that intuition can work with you are boundless, and they are everywhere. It's just you deciding that you are open to it. And so if you are open to communicating more with the concept of intuition, wherever you think intuition comes from, just say out loud right now or in your mind that you want to connect more with your intuition. You want to build this skill within yourself and ask your higher power, be that the universe, God, guides, nature, or anyone that you think is assisting you from the other side, to step in and begin communicating with you very loudly. I mean, maybe you're not ready for very loudly, so maybe you'll say, just start communicating in whispers. But then you ask this, but then you're half of that, you know, so ask, please begin communicating with me because I feel ready. And then your job is to pay attention. You must pay attention. Does your intuition come to you in words in your mind? Does your intuition come to you by repeating signs around you, like literally words? Does your intuition come to you from a feeling inside of your body? And so you have to get very skilled at being connected to your body. And when you feel tension, you know that's your intuition letting you, it's time to leave. Or is it a sense of peace and a solidity inside of you, in your core, that you know that this is for you? And so then that person's job, who is experiencing intuition as a sensation feeling in the body, to know how to pay attention to those. Is your intuition showing up in music or in other sounds around you, in the sounds of nature? How does that communicate with you? And so it's an experience of paying attention and then also looking retrospectively at your life and going, when did I listen to my intuition and when did it work out? When did I hear my intuition, metaphorically speaking, and then I didn't follow it, but then it was proven right later? You can look at the, and it's like, I was right, but I didn't trust myself. And you can forgive yourself for that because now you are on a path of learning how to connect into that intuition even more because you've made this choice, right? If you did make the choice, and only make the choice if you're really ready. And you can always choose it multiple times and recommit to it multiple times. So once you've retrospectively looked at your life and kind of, maybe you're going to journal about this. That would be a great thing to do, to list out the times that you've had intuitive experiences and what happened. And then you might learn, oh, my intuition comes to me in this way. And then begin listening for that way that intuition communicates with you. And then begin to be brave. And when you begin to be brave, let me know. Well, actually, you can let me know just how intuition comes to you. Or you can let me know that you've decided to start listening to your intuition more. I want to know all levels of whatever commitment you're doing because I want to celebrate with you that you are committing even more on a deeper level to connecting to your intuition because it is here to help you. It wants to help you. And when anyone makes this choice, I get so fucking excited for them. I'm like, yes, yes, let's do it. Let's connect in to more deeply loving ourselves, and connecting into our intuition increases that love for self because we begin to learn to trust ourselves and trust our bodies. And there is so much experiences in our lives of denying ourselves. And I'm over women having that experience. So I want to celebrate you picking you and trusting yourself. So the thing that I have going on right now is I have the Transforming Your Codependency text messages. This just started this month. You guys have probably heard about it before if you are a weekly listener. You sign up for these text messages by texting the word peace to the following phone number, which will also be in the show notes. The number is 877-338-0875. And then there's also a link in the show notes where you can just click on the link and it will take you to another website to sign up for the text messages as well. These are text messages about healing codependency, what codependency is, and inspirational messages, kind of the same things I talk about on the podcast and the same kind of things that you're used to seeing on my Instagram. And those will come to you via text message every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so you can just see them as you're living your life and feel supported that I am there with you more than, you know, purposefully listening to this podcast and more than purposefully going to Instagram and, consuming content there. And so if you want, you know, my inspirations with you all the time, which I'm sure you do, go check it out. My dears, thank you so much for tuning in today. And I really feel like if you're listening to this, it's a call to an awakening to connect more to your intuition. She is calling you. She wants to say things to you. She has messages of love and peace for you and ways to transform your life that are the correct way for you. My dear, go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified.